It's Tuesday, April 10th, 2007. I'm Marlena with Ashkan and Darlene, and this is Centennial College Radio News at 11 o'clock. Looking at our weather outside, it's sunny and cool with a chance of cloudy skies later on in the day. Today, expect a high of plus 5 degrees and a low of minus 3. It's currently negative 2 degrees outside our East York studios, and here's what's making news today. The survivor of Sunday's attack tells how he saved his own life. Queen Elizabeth II pays tribute at the Vimy Ridge Memorial, and doctors try to fight obesity with measuring tape. Sean Fevens was the only Canadian trooper to survive Sunday's horrendous roadside bombings. He was severely injured, suffering a broken ankle, a broken leg, and burns. Corporal Fevens is in good condition after undergoing additional surgery at an American military hospital in Landstuhl, Germany today. In a ceremony to mark the Canadian capture of Vimy Ridge, Queen Elizabeth II celebrated the bravery of the troops 90 years ago. The Queen also paid tribute to the most recent Canadian sacrifices, the Easter Sunday deaths of 6 soldiers in Afghanistan. She mentioned their eternal remembrance is an honor of those in Canada and to all who would serve the cause of freedom. A simple tape measure could become a key medical weapon in this country's war against obesity, with the release today of national guidelines urging doctors to routinely check waist circumferences. This guideline will recommend that waist size become standard measurement along with height and weight, and the data be used in a national surveillance system that can track obesity. Speaking of health, a local blood donor clinic had a huge reason to celebrate after finding out they beat their goal of collecting 53 units of blood. In February, St. Martin de Porres Church collected 64 units. The church is located just west of Morningside and Lawrence Avenue. They partnered up for the first time with the Sickle Cell Association of Ontario. Part of the clinic's goal was to increase awareness about sickle cell anemia, which can affect men and women of all races. Aisley Russell has a report.
Everybody asked me how many people donate 100 pints. There's a man sitting there who's today is his 100.
When was the last time you donated blood? Canadian Blood Services say that less than 4% of Canadians donate. Dottie Nicholas is president of the Sickle Cell Association of Ontario. She says perhaps not enough people know or understand how important it is to donate and how easy it can be. She also says this is where her job comes in.
We serve the community in optimizing health care and advocacy for the sickle cell community. So we think it's the onus is on us to bring awareness in the sickle cell community.
Denise Blagrove was just dropping her friend off at St. Martin de Porres Church, but ended up donating her blood for the first time. She thinks the location of clinics and getting word out about the lack of blood donors are two of the most important factors in motivating people.
Because I think convenience makes a big difference. I think having the clinics and advertising is crucial.
Sarah Hayden of Canadian Blood Services says she gets her motivation from the people she meets.
It's also a really great opportunity for me to meet recipients of blood transfusions and hear how touched they are by the fact that people they've never met, people they will never know, saved their life. So it's a really interesting experience in that aspect.
For more information on how and when you can donate, call 1-888-2-DONATE. Ashley Russell, Centennial College Radio News.
Thank you very much. And that's the latest news. Now here's Ashkan with sports.
Thank you, Marlena. And hi, everyone. The Toronto Blue Jays beat the Kansas City Royals yesterday in an embarrassing 9-1 win. Toronto was sweeping them under the carpet of shame. To be frighteningly graphic, the game was like watching a drunken farmer mercilessly beat a dead horse. It would have taken 118 pitches to get 5 innings. A.J. Burnett is showing signs of weakness in his game, but still rises to the challenge whenever necessary. Aside from the Royals' abominable performance, their manager, Buddy Bell, also got chucked out of the game for bickering with crew chief Jerry Davis over a grounder down the right field line. St. Mike's Majors of the OHL slipped back to one game above 500 for the season as they hosted and lost the Windsor Spitfires. The Spitfires' goaltending was in tip-top shape while the Majors' leading scorer set out with an undisclosed injury. Matt Smith has this report.
In OHL action yesterday, goalie Anthony Guadagnolo made 28 saves and centerman Brett Liscombe scored the game-winning goal as the Windsor Spitfires beat the St. Mike's Majors 3-2. Guadagnolo, who was recently acquired from the Ottawa 67s, put on quite a spectacle in yesterday's game. Majors coach Bud Stefanski was quite impressed with Guadagnolo's performance.
Their goaltender played well. I mean, there's no question. He came in here on the road and, you know, he shut the door on us.
Majors forward Tyler Donati, who added a goal and an assist for his team, also commented on the Spitfires' goaltender.
I think their goalie did play well tonight. We still need to capitalize. You know, we're going to come up against hot goaltenders every so often, and I think that we need to be able to bury our chances.
The Majors' leading scorer, Justin Donati, was missing in action and was likely the reason why the Majors came out short in the end. Coach Stefanski comments.
You take your leading scorer over any game, it's going to hurt a team. So, it's going to take its toll, and we just have to weather the storm. And Justin Donati will be back in 10 days. We have to get through next weekend on the road and then go from there.
The Toronto Raptors went to town on the Minnesota Timberwolves yesterday, beating them 111-100. Springing back into action, the Raptors maintained a rather low-key game, finishing it off in the fourth quarter. So far, the team is looking sharp for their third place in the Eastern Conference. Leader of the pack, Jose Calderon, and Anthony Parker are responsible for the consecutive three-pointers that won the game for the Raptors. Swedish heartthrob turned Toronto Leafs captain Matt Sundin says he will keep his position with the team for a 13th season. Excited by the challenge of bringing home the Stanley Cup, Sundin says he will steadily improve his game. His continuation comes after the barrage of rumors saying the 36-year-old is calling it quits. Sundin's contract is $4.56 million US with a $6.33 million cap charge. Sundin is one goal shy of a club record of 389, and he finished with 76 points in 75 games. Florida Panthers goalie Ed Belfour unleashed his furious, inebriated side at a South Beach bar yesterday. The former Toronto Maple Leafs player was with his fellow teammate, Ville Peltonen. When security asked police to make him leave, he violently resisted, falling every which way. Belfour was released later in the day on $1,500 bond. And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us after the break when Darlene will have all the buzz on Al Gore's Live Earth concert and Anna Nicole Smith's maternity results.
Good evening. You are probably expecting me to say my name is Count Dracula and I am a vampire. Do you know what makes a vampire? Do you really? It's not the hair, bah. Greasy kid stuff. It's not the cape made from your sister's satin bedsheets. No, it's the fangs that make you a vampire. Now, you too can have the fangs. Dress up for parties. Frighten the trick-or-treaters on Halloween. These plastic marvels fit over your regular teeth, but once there, you'll be the hit of the party. Amaze and delight your ghoul friend. It is so much fun. I know. So send four of your fangs today. Send $2.98 to Fang, Box 101, Central City, Tennessee, or dial toll-free 800-DRA-CULA, C-U-L-A. Order before midnight tonight. That's an order.
What an amazing commercial that was. Thanks, Ashcon, for the beat on the sports. Now looking at entertainment, the paternity results of Anna Nicole Smith's daughter will be revealed today. The hearing will take place in a Bahamas court, but Bahamian law says that the parties involved will not be able to reveal the results until later. Larry Burkhead, Howard K. Stern, and Alexander Denk have all claimed to be the father of her 7-month-old child. TV show Deal or No Deal is being sued by a woman who was allegedly injured on set. Judy Ann Myers was in the audience last February when she got hurt. She says that she tripped on the stairs after being rushed by producers to take her seat. According to TMZ.com, Myers is asking for about $25,000. Former Vice President Al Gore is hoping his Live Earth concerts will draw more attention to global warming. The concerts, which will take place on July 7th throughout different parts of the globe, will include Madonna, Sheryl Crow, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Environmentalist Chris McCool has started his Earth, Seas, and Air Cross Canada tour. He performed to children and their parents at the City Playhouse Theater, and as Alexandra Lukasik reports, everyone had a great time.
Who makes air so we can breathe?
Canada for over 10 years. He teaches children of all ages the importance of environmentalism through his music. McCool is known as Canada's greatest eco-troubadour for young people and is performing both today and tomorrow morning. His concert, Earth, Seas, and Air, is at City Playhouse Theater. According to Chris McCool, it's an incredible experience for both himself and the kids involved.
For the last 15 years, I've been working on environmental and sustainability issues, and to be able to sing about these issues for children and families is very meaningful to me. They're the ones that, you know, we can teach about the environment now while they're young and get them into really great habits. It's a really great overall way of celebrating the environment.
The event had children clapping, singing, and dancing along with their parents in the audience and on stage. 4-year-old Joseph eagerly volunteered to play the maracas.
Over here we have
Joseph. Boy and water playing.
Maku will be playing later this month with the Sultans of Strings at Rex Hotel. Alexandra Lucchese, Centennial College Radio News.
I'm Darlene with news on the entertainment scene. Now back to Marlena for a wrap.
Thanks very much for that, Darlene. Now stay tuned to Centennial College Radio News or check out our podcast at www.centennialondemand.com/radio/CCRN. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening. I'm Marlena with Ashcon and Darlene. Have a great day.